السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear brother and sister in Islam. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن والاه أما بعد. What Allah love versus what I love. In last many days, I was dealing with many people and all of them has one thing in common. When I look, somehow, journey of Iman cannot be stable. Journey of Iman is not stable. I want you to believe, please, whoever read this, go to Al-Quran, chapter 41, Fussilat. 41. Fussilat, verse 30. And chapter 46, Al-Ahqaf, verse 13. In these two verse, which is all over Al-Quran and Ahadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, those who believe in Allah, and they say, O our Lord, إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا and after that steadfast. We do not know what it meaning steadfast. Steadfast with Iman, which is called belief. If my belief is really concrete my heart, my belief will follow my love. Because value. I value my Lord. I value my journey of Iman. I value Jannah. I value the pleasure of Allah. By this way, everything will be driven from that. If this is the case, this will develop istiqama, steadfast with my belief, with my feeling, and later on with my thought. This topic is very easy for messenger, prophet, for the companion. What's the problem with us? The problem with us is the opposite completely. When my dunya, when my son, my daughter, my spouse, my house, my decoration, my body, my this, my that, whatever, dunya. When any part of my dunya become really rooted in my heart. Meaning my Iman, think about it in the upper level. But rooted, this, that. By this way, my belief without feeling, without understanding is rooted with that. Where's my belief in Allah is floating somewhere. It come and go. Imagine, my belief in Allah come and go. My feeling for Allah come and go. My love of Allah come and go. My love for pleasing Allah come and go. To service Allah come and go. Everything become come and go. Why? Because I have opposition. This opposition is a different love belong to different part of this dunya. Allah hates it so much because no any love of this dunya will never compete with the love of Allah. No anything of this dunya can compete with what Allah can give you. Subhanaka ya Rabbi. Wallahi subhanaka ya Rabbi. This why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promise those who believe in Allah and hold tight with Allah. What Allah will do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be with them in this dunya. Some group of angels, the angel of rahmah and angel protection will be with them. And in the moment of death and in the grave and their progeny. Imagine, poor human being, when we have istiqamah or we have our heart diverted right and left. My dear brother and sister in Islam, سبحانك يا ربي، 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 سبحانك يا ربي. Imagine Allah سبحانه وتعالى look at my heart. One moment I love Allah, one moment I love this, one moment I love that, I'm going back and forth and back and forth and back. Ya Allah, how Allah look at you. Imagine my brother and sister in Islam. Remember verse 165 Al-Baqarah. And remember verse 23-24 Al-Tawbah. And remember this sentence and don't ever forget it. I am responsible about it. Is many verse, many about this topic. Whoever love anyone above Allah, Allah planned to torture you with whom you love. You will never have succeed real love story with your son, daughter, spouse, anything, if it really rooted above Allah. Occupy you. Occupy your thinking. Occupy your thought. And now Allah torture with it. Torture you with it dunya in a moment of death and akhirah. And you will never succeed. Never. I'm responsible of saying this word, never. You will never succeed. Why? Because now you're challenging Allah. And you're challenging Allah in something Allah only deserves. No one in this life deserves your heart and the love of Allah and love for Sabilillah above Allah. No one. Love. Love is so beautiful. Feeling is very beautiful. Allah give it to us. But love for what? What is the purpose of love? Whom I love? What I'm going to gain? What I'm going to give? The majority of young people today is bankrupt. They're full of greed and selfish. And they think it is called love. No. Love is give, to serve, to show gratitude, to please whom you love. But who? Who deserves that? Number one is Allah. Number two, to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the companion and his family. Number three, to love Islam, to love the name of Allah, to love to elevate the name of Allah and the deen of Allah and spread the message. Love each other for Allah. This is a successful love, dunya and akhirah. You want to marry? Marry for Allah. You want to have kids? Kids for Allah. Relationship for Allah is so beautiful. So beautiful, full of joy and happiness and success, dunya and akhirah. And otherwise, all the another love story is a failure. Dunya and akhirah, agony, misery, unstable. By this way, my brother and sister in Islam, in here is a topic. Why I am not stable? What make me unstable? Is my brain make me unstable? No. Is the heart. Why? Why my heart is not stable? Because my belief is not stable. When my belief is not stable, my love is not stable. And when my love is not stable, my feeling, my action, my thinking, my thought is not stable. And now shaitan take me back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. That's it. That's it. Very simple. Where is my iman? Look at for your iman all the time. And your iman has to be rooted in your heart, rooted in your feeling, rooted in your vocabulary, rooted in your thought and thinking. You cannot allow yourself to be a yo-yo. Shaitan play with you. Don't. And don't blame nobody. If you put the rooted iman inside your heart, so rooted, the rest is easy. Very easy. It will build up. But anything you put it in your heart is not pure to Allah, it will be corrupted. Once it's corrupted, Shaitan will take over and go right and left. My dear brother and sister in Islam, read the two verses I give you. It will make you cry. If you understand these two verses, imagine in the moment of death. In the moment of death is very, very, very like, very dramatic and very scary. You never see angel before. You have angel look so beautiful and you have angel very ugly and very scary. Fire coming from their mouth, from your nose, from their eyes. Fire. Fire. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was talking about it. Umar Khattab radiallahu anhu, Faruq al-Ummah, he fall down in conscious of fear. He said, Ya Rasulullah, at this moment I remember who am I? Meaning from the fear you forget everything. Fear make you forget everything. Now, by the way, I will not make it too long. In this situation, Allah promise, whoever is steadfast with Allah in this dunya and for Allah, Allah will send a special angel in the moment of death. What they do? They will calm him down. They will hold his hand. They will tell him, don't worry. We are with you. We are with you in a moment of death. We are with you in a grave. And the person look at the angel like, what about my kids? What about my family? The angel reply, we will take care about them. Allah sent us to take care about your family and your progeny. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, how poor we are. Imagine when you die, an angel from Allah will take care about your progeny, your kids. Can you find somebody to take care about your kids better than Allah? Read it in tafsir even. I know what I'm talking about. By this way, the people who have istiqamah, they have no fear from what is coming in the moment of death and the grave. And they have no worry about their family. Allah will take care about them. What an honor, what a feeling, what a security. In a moment, human being will be completely, completely bankrupt and lonely. And no one can help except Allah Jalla Jalalu. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, my brother and sister in Islam. Do you want that? Or you won't be like a yo-yo back and forth? And now you have the angel of torture in the moment of death. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. And your progeny and kids has no protection at all. Poor human being. Poor human being. If we do not go back to Allah. Poor human being. If we do not get closer to Allah. Poor human being, if we do not have istiqamah with Allah. Poor human being, when the real our love is not for Allah. Subhanaka ya Rabbi. Subhanaka ya Rabbi. Subhanaka ya Rabbi. And what is the source of all this? Very simple. It's called dunya. Do you know what is dunya mean in Arabic? The law. Insignificant. The law of the law. The one it has no meaning. Because once the moment of death come, all the dunya diminish. And the reality of this dunya diminish. Everything will be zero. Zero. Minus. No air. No food. No nothing. You're leaving to Hayatul Barzakh, the waiting state until Yawm Al Qiyamah, and you cannot escape it. My dear brother and sister in Islam, why I'm not stable? Why my journey of Iman is not stable? why my love is not stable? Why is my feeling not stable? Why my thinking is not stable? Why my thought is not stable? Why my belief is not stable? Why my priority is not stable? The answer in what I said, it go back to the root of Iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who believe in Allah, thumma istaqamu. Read the two verses and cry and beg Allah to give us istiqamah. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.